This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, the YouTube page There I Ruined It, they're back. They're ruining songs or making them awesome.
When it was the last time we heard Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff done like a show tune.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was awesome.
It was.
And I've been listening to Limp Bizkit every day. I promised I would, and I still am.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You know what? It's nice to know that you keep the important promises.
I know that you were worried about that, BJ, but I'm a man of my word. Every day I listen to a full record of Limp Bizkit.
Whoa, full record.
Yeah, I've been going in order, too.
Wow, I wasn't sure we could continue doing this show if you weren't going to keep your word about that.
Well, you know me. I wouldn't even come in if that was the case.
That's a good point.
I'm a man of honor, integrity.
Mr. Integrity.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see what you start listening to now, because There I Ruined It. They just combined J.S. Bach, the classical composer, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and conductor Leonard Bernstein. Or is it Bernstein? I can't remember. I think it's Bernstein.
I think it's Bernstein.
Yeah. So they all got together to create Baby Got Bach.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get richer and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so. Oh, schools can you say you wanna get in my pants? Well, use me, cause you ain't the average groupie. I've seen her dancing, to hell with romancing. She's sweat, wet, gotta go like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas, fellas, as your girlfriend got the butt, tell him to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt, baby got back.
All right, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like we should have like a fancy dinner with big-bottomed girls.
Yes. Well, Steve, now you're going to have to, for how many weeks, we have to listen to Bach.
Great.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's going to go over well in the gym.
Sure is. Oh, I wonder if there's anybody that does that, exercises to classical music.
Yeah. I guarantee there are. Yeah. Although, dude, I mean, speaking of craziness, my buddy Jarrell, he's a wrestler in Los Angeles, and he's also like a personal trainer guy, and he posted a picture, and in the background, I'm like, is he at a club wearing gym clothes? No, they opened up a gym in Los Angeles, of course in L.A., that has a DJ, and the DJ's there, like, it's like a popular, not like a huge name DJ, but like, I guess popular enough that like, people would go to a club to see this guy, and he's just playing songs while people are at the gym.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does, but it's weird.
They like good beats when they're working out.
Yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense.
The weirdest experience I ever had with something like that was in Bellevue, and this was literally like a decade ago, but I went to a hair salon, and there was a DJ. I swear to God, he looked like Moby. he was playing at the hair salon.
Well, that'd be wild if Moly was actually playing at your hair salon.
I'm just trying to figure out why you were at a hair salon.
Well, I had hair back then.
Oh!
I said 10 years ago. I had a little bit of hair then.
Fair enough. Okay, sorry.
He was going to see how the others live.
I miss my hair.
Yeah, I'm showing you, BJ. Check out this the video of my buddy Jarrell. In the background, there's like the neon lights, and that's where the DJ is spinning.
I guess if you can't go to the club, or if you want to get swole, this is a great alternative.
Or if you just want to break in a dance in the middle of your set.
Yeah.
I mean,
that dude in that video is doing amazing jumps.
Yeah.
How do you even do that?
With a lot of practice.
By being in shape, that's how you do that. Yeah.
A commitment to being in good shape. A lot of things that we just don't know, Brad.
Yeah, F that.
I see a dude like that, and he jumps like that, and it is so far from what I can do. He's like a superhero. I feel like he's a mutant.
Yeah.
Like they're mutants walking amongst us, because look at what he can do. I could never do that.
And then he has a DJ just playing his own superhero soundtrack as he's doing it.
That's so great.
You think the DJ pays attention if he sees a bunch of lazy asses? He's like, okay, I got to step it up. I'm clearly not doing my job properly.
Yeah. I would imagine so.
Right.
Well, and I know Emo Night is doing the same kind of thing, but it's all virtual. So they have like the lead singer from Yellow Card come in, and he'll do all these emo songs, and then they choreograph a workout to it. So at that point, you have to stay on beat with it and whatnot. And I was kind of the same kind of thing. If you're at the gym and they're playing something kind of slow, it's like, come on, beat it up.
Right.
Wow. I mean, you know what? Everything now, it's super tailor-made. Super tailor-made. Now you have emo gym night where you have an emo DJ.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, come sweat and also cry. No one will know what the difference is.
It's true.
I hadn't thought about that. That's really a workout. A physical and emotional workout.
Right.
I like this.
You could just have a really bad emotional night, but people just think you're just working hard on that Stairmaster, not knowing that you're just bawling your eyes out.
Everything's okay.
Right.
Yeah. This is perfect. Well, Danny, I'm signing you up.
You're talking about my Friday night. We're good.
Yeah. A judge lost it on a guy all because of his butt-inspired scream name on Zoom. That's right. Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back at 9.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks you guys, and today's a day to stay away from the dentist because it's National Root Canal Appreciation Day. And if you can appreciate a root canal, you know they hurt a lot.
But they do make it better, though. They are pretty awesome once they're all done.
Yes, and it's actually gotten so much better. I remember when I was younger and getting a root canal, and it was like the worst experience ever. And then over the course of time and the better use of drugs and numbness, you don't even feel it. I could watch like a television show while getting one.
Yeah, you're right, man. It's more just the emotional distress of remembering what it used to be like.
Right. It's like that, just root canal. It just sounds terrible. But also today is National Nutty Fudge Day, which I believe was Danny's nickname in college.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Nutty Fudge!
Enjoy some Nutty Fudge.
Mm.
I like the peanut butter fudge, personally.
The
fresh, I don't know if it's fresh, I don't know how else you describe it, but when you go to like that, like a fair or wherever it may be, and they have it just there, and they just have the giant slab they cut for you.
Yeah, I think fresh is the right term. I mean, yeah. fresh fudge is amazing.
Fresh fudge. That was our hip-hop group back in...
Oh, really?
Nutty fudge! Fresh fudge with nutty fudge! All right, I this is just one of the greatest incidents I've ever heard of because of Zoom. Because of Zoom, a lot of people are unable to meet personally, including at court appearances. So sometimes the judge is doing a court appearance with somebody and the lawyers all over a Zoom meeting. So this guy in Michigan, he got yelled by a judge by the name of Judge Jeffrey Middleton, because he showed up to the Zoom court appearance, you know, looking fine, had a shirt on. It wasn't like he looked like he was like... anything that was going to cause any problems. But the problem was his display name on his Zoom. So his Zoom account username was
ButtBlanker3000. ButtBlanker3000.
I think you can figure out what the blanker is.
Wow.
I don't know if he intentionally kept it that way because he thought it would be funny, or if he completely spaced on it and just quickly hit the Zoom connect and forgot that that's his username. But the judge noticed it immediately and, of course, went off on him.
Wow.
Do we have the audio? You don't? I sent it to you guys, I thought.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that is your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That's just not.
Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Whoops. If we're looking for a guy to play the role of a grumpy old court guy, judge, I think we found the winner.
Yeah, he's done with it. He is just like, okay. I can't blame him. I really can't blame him. He's like, is this what we've come to? You know, he's just done with what the world has become.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he goes back into the waiting room, comes back, and now it says, like, Butt Muncher 2000 or something? He's like, what? What? There's no curses anymore, judge.
It's Butt Slammer. I thought that was a lot easier.
Butt Slammer. Anyway. Sounds like a new metal band from
Butt Slammer.
The early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. With Nutty Fudge.
Opening up for Static X and Power Man 5000.
Nice.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess a mental note. If you're going to do a court appearance on Zoom, you might want to check your user handle or your name or whatever it is.
Yeah, but Blanker is not going to work for me, huh?
But Blanker 3000. I'm sure he gets a good laugh from all of his friends. And apparently all the lawyers were cracking up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, how do we hire this guy to have his own TV show, the judge?
Exactly.
All right, this could be the most amazing way to be able to try and track down a guy that robbed your store. This store decided, you know what? We've got a way to try and find him. It's a Canfora Bakery in Wisconsin. They were robbed. The guy broke in, took some cash, equipment as well. But the surveillance cameras caught good shots of the guy. So you know what? They were like, we're going to take the law into our own hand. I don't know what they figured, but they decided to make cookies with this guy's face on them.
Oh, what a brilliant idea.
Yes. So they put the picture onto the sugar cookies. They gave out the cookies for free, which is awesome. And it worked. Because of these cookies, somebody said, hey, I know who that guy is. They identified him, and the cops are now trying to track him down because now they know who it is. Before they couldn't recognize the guy. They're like, yeah, we don't know who it is. The picture's not helping us. They're like, all right, we'll put him on a cookie.
Do you know how many crimes would be solved if we did this just in general for any crime that happens, just free sugar cookies? I am all for being a sleuth.
Yeah, put us as a part of their FBI.
Yeah.
All the cookies. I need them all. All right, let's talk about the Mariners.
I go to bed thinking they're going to win this game. How stupid am I?
Aww.
Oh, come on.
Three-run home run in the eighth, and the Dodgers beat them 6-4.
Who did it? Who hit the home run? It wasn't Mookie, was it?
I don't remember.
All right.
I doesn't care.
I know you don't even care.
Some jackknob on the Dodgers.
Jimmy the Jackknob on the Dodgers.
Lux.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux rhymes with Lux. He rhymes with Lux.
That's Do you think that was like his thing? Kind of like, you know about me, I'm Gavin Lux, and I like to...
Oh, I'm Gavin Lux.
Play with trucks.
Yeah. Trucks.
Hey, ladies, would you like the Lux trucks treatment?
Yeah. I can't wait till he goes to court. It'll be butt Lux or 3,000.
There we go. Sounders are playing. I noticed Danny's rocking his Purple Haze-inspired Sounders jersey.
Yes, I am. It's been lucky so far.
Oh, so they've won it a couple times with Barry?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I hope so. I hope it's not. Yeah, they've lost every time I've worn it.
Well, I don't know if it was just one win or two wins. How many wins have they won since you've been wearing this jersey?
Well, two and then a tie. So we're good so far.
So they haven't lost a match since you've been wearing that kit. Okay.
Right. Well, hopefully the luck continues tonight at 7:30. They're in San Jose to take on the Earthquakes. The Seahawks just announced who their first game's going to be against. I guess the big announcement happens later on tonight on the NFL Network at 5 p.m. They'll put out the whole schedule, but the Seahawks have announced on their Instagram, September 12th, they're off to Indianapolis to play the Indianapolis Colts for game one of this upcoming season.
Okay, then.
And speaking of sports, I want to give a little love. It's Kraken related and personally related as well. A little love to Jason over at BTU Tattoo. I was a man of my word, BJ. Remember, I said if the team names it the Kraken, I'm going to get the logo tattooed on my body, and I did it yesterday.
What?
It's on my Twitter page at I'm Steve Miggs. If you want to show that to BJ. I got the Kraken logo, and I want to give a shout out to Jason.
Wow, looks good.
Jason at BTU Tattoo in Auburn. Awesome dude. Big fan of the station as well. Chris as well over there. It was a great time. I know Danny's going to also be a man of his word. He's getting the Kraken logo. You're getting the anchor.
I am. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you still getting it on your face, Danny?
Yeah, I'm going to get it right on my nose just so that way everyone can see it.
And that would be cool.
The bottom of the anchor on your mouth. Yeah. So it's like you're smiling. Old.
Yeah.
Like Joker, yeah.
Oh, geez. I like this.
BJ, where are you going to get your Kraken tattoo?
I'll
leave it at that. As far as weather, 66 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today.
I'm glad because I'm looking outside. It doesn't look like a nice day. So I'm glad you're saying it's going to be a nice day.
I promise you. Well, it's all up to you. I mean, it could be a rainy day and still be a crappy day if you choose.
I promise you.
If you
it
choose
could
to
be
make
a rainy day and be a crappy day. Well, usually that's what it is. You mean it could be a sunny day and be a crappy day.
Cut me some slack.
I don't know what's happening here. All right, listen, Mr. McCracken. All right, listen, Mr. Blanker.
Yes, and I did get it right above my lower back.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Nice. No,
okay. Yeah. Got a tramp stamp.
I got it on my leg.
It seems pretty big, too.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh,
wow. That's a different picture I sent you, Rev. Yeah. Come on. That's my OnlyFans. Go to my Twitter at I'm Steve Miggs, not my OnlyFans.
I'm disturbed.
Yes, it's very big. I think it's about, like, I don't know. How big is
you're Kraken tattoo. Wow. I feel like you really have it.
Guys would say that's 7 inches. That's 3 inches.
Oh, gotcha.
That's 3 inches? I was thinking that was at least four.
Yeah, there it is.
I feel like we're having a conversation with you and your wife here, the way you're holding
what
up your fingers.
What's going on?
Basically really trying to tell her, this is huge, honey, seriously.
Wait, look at that. That looks like 4 inches, right, BJ?
At most 3.5.
You know what? You're talking to a guy that's also having a hard time judging what inches are what.
I think that's 8 at least.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Right. Danny's got a point.
I'm really sorry I brought it up.
8.5, maybe.
Yeah, that looks like, I call that a Jeremy is what I call that.
How big is it around, though? Like the diameter?
Oh, I mean.
There you go.
Like a Coke can, I don't know.
Okay, wow, we are really having a great conversation.
Why do you call this a Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Why do we call it a Jeremy? Hey, Danny, do you wear your lucky shirt because they're winning?
Well, I thought maybe he was going to speak in class today or something like that. I was
I wasn't following either with that one.
Right.
How are you not? I thought it was about the bite of penis size.
Why didn't you call it the Ron?
Yeah, or the Hedgehog.
Okay, could have called it all that. I'm not, you know, fine. Just Jeremy, we know his name, but you guys are thinking Pearl Jam.
Well,
I mean, we're in Seattle.
We're talking about penis size. I mean, I would think that it would have been right.
Now we're talking about tattoo size, you pervert.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
When are you going to grow up?
You're saying that's what Ron Jeremy's toting, you're giving him, that's a disservice.
That's not my point. Okay.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work for you, buddy.
I still say this is 4 inches.
Okay, you know what? Can you do me a favor? I know you can't hit Vicky, but can you hit Vicky?
That's going to be a hard no, BJ.
Yeah. Yeah, all right then, fine. I tried. She's too far away for me to get. Or actually, she's just too far away for me to care.
There you go.
Well, all right, there we go. Well, this has been a wonderful break.
Do we have a ruler here?
Okay, are we back to Jeremy measure. In class or Jeremy the Hedgehog?
Just tattoos, man.
Just tattoos, yes. Dude. All right. Yesterday, Mr. Impressive over here did get this one wrong.
Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Ooh.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No.
Good movie, though.
Star... Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Star Wars.
No.
You know, sometimes I think he's joking when he mixes up sci-fi stuff. And then other times I think he really is.
Yeah, I think that was legit.
Yeah, dude, I was assessing that this morning driving in about the whole Spielberg thing. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just convinced that Spielberg directed the Star Wars movies.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a very good director, and those are fun movies. Why not? But this is a movie that wasn't very fun, but did get him an Academy Award. We're talking Schindler's List. That was the one that did it. If you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.